Fourth parak of Tamid, second Mishmah. Lo yeshev es haregel ela noikva mitoch akuvoi v'toilet. But when you hang up the hind leg, you will not break the bone, but you make a hole in one of the joints and hang it up like that. You take off the hide till it gets to the chest area of the behemoth. When you got to that area, you cut off the head. Whoever was able to bring the roish to the mizbech will get it. You cut off the feet. You give it to the ones who was able to that. Mirek es hahefshet. He would remove the rest of the hide. And then koras alev. You cut open the heart, the heart is dummy, let the blood come out. Chodach as a yadayim, you cut off the four legs. V'notin l'misha zachalot, the one who was zeichet to that, we get the two four legs. Ola l'regel ha'yamonis, you go to the right back leg. Chodach v'notin l'misha zachalot, cut it off. And whoever zeichet would get that together with shtei beitzim imo, the two testicles. The koroi, he opened up the innards of the animal, the stomach of the animal, nimsa kula goli, the fun, everything was open in front of him. Notal sapoda, he would take the fat that is covering the stomach, v'nois na beis shchita, v'reishu l'mali, put on the place where the neck, the head was severed off from the neck, covered up with these fats. We take the other innards, he give to the one who is zeicha to them to wash them out from all the filth inside the intestines, the digestive system. The stomach would be washed out in a place called the base madichon. It was in the southern part of a courtyard. Cold soccer till it was cleaned out well. Other parts of the innards they'd wash out three times, and that was the minimum amount they could do. Yeah. Some say this ma'aton is a type of kli that we use to wash it out. That washing was done in tables that were made out of Shayish and had a marble which was near where they shechted.